Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, Upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
But this morning, I was challenged by my own thoughts. And I think it was cool because I started thinking about some of my toughest times. I started thinking about some adversity that I've been through in my life. I started looking at things as I was running, as I was challenging myself during my run. I was thinking about how does that relate? How does that translate into some of the things that I've learned in some of my greatest times of struggle in my life? And one of the things that was very clear is that, man, as soon as I looked at and running out here at the beach, I mean, you can see for miles. Like my target points are like 2.5 miles ahead of me, and I can see that from where I'm running at. And the moment I start staring at that and said, oh man, that's my building, that's where I gotta go, man, I started getting discouraged, like super discouraged. Started getting the negative thoughts in my head, start really, you know, toiling with those thoughts. And then it started affecting my performance, started affecting my stride. It started affecting, I started thinking about what's hurting in my body, all these different things, all because I started looking at my target, my end zone, my end point. I started looking at the big picture. And I stopped focusing on the things that I could control. And that's where I got discouraged. And it's the same is true for you in your personal life. And same was true for me in my personal life. And I mean, when I think of some of the toughest times of my life, when I would try to wrap my head around, some of my greatest adversity, or I'm staring adversity in the face, I'm trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to tackle this? This is so great. This is blah, blah, blah. I start looking at it at that from the big picture, from the macro sight of viewpoint. And that's the minute I started doing that, discouragement set in. And I can't help but think that I'm not alone in that. I know that others, when they look at circumstances or the situation, their current adversity, and you look at it from a macro level, from a larger picture, discouragement immediately starts setting in. And that's what happened to me this morning. That's but the moment I started staring or I started looking right ahead of my feet, when I started controlling my stride and said, you know what, I'm going to just put my foot a little bit further than what my last stride was, my pace began to come back on track. My speed started gaining again. I began to encourage myself because I was in the zone of where I can control. You see, a lot of us get ahead of ourselves. We get too far ahead of ourselves. We start looking at things that we can't control. We start questioning the things that we can't control. We start doubting ourselves. We start losing faith in ourselves. We lack the belief that it's possible, and then we get discouraged. But the moment you can take bite sizes of that and control your actions, control your attitude, control your efforts, control the pace in which you're going, control what you're feeding yourself, encouragement starts to come back. Confidence starts to come back. But a lot of you are in this place of you're staring at your adversity. You're staring at the big picture. It's too large. And when you do that, it's super discouraging. And look, I'm telling you from a personal standpoint, because those are the things that I had to fight and toil with. But now when I see a great situation, or I'm faced with a greater situation in life, I'm staying focused on what it is that I can do now. I'm staying focused on what's going to be my next step. Not my next leap, but my next step. And as long as I can take care of those steps, then my leaps and my runs and everything else will take care of itself. My pace will take care of itself. Same is true in circumstances and situations, is that if you'll take care of the micro, these little bitty areas, these little steps, that is how you build. That's how you paint the picture of the macro. You paint the picture of the macro through the micro. So it's taking those little bitty steps. It's taking care of what you can control, focusing on what you can control. And I'm telling you, that is the painter stroke that's going to paint the picture of that larger picture for you. But But you have to take care. You got to focus on the things that you can control. And what does that look like? What are you writing? What are you seeing? What are you watching? What are you listening to? You see, all of these things are super important. These are things that you can control. And it's super important here because all of these things are planting seeds within your mind. All of these things are starting to grow and rise up, and it will cause discouragement. But if you're not controlling those things that you can control, if you're not taking these little bitty steps, if you're not doing the journaling every day, if you're not doing the reading every day, if you're not working out every day, then guess what? You're just painting the picture. You're going to reap what you're sowing currently. And so what seeds are you planting right now? What are some things that you're doing right now that is painting the picture and setting your destination? That's what's important. That's what I want you guys to focus on. Is if you can focus on these smaller steps, if you can focus on these little things, if you can focus on putting your foot right in front of you, I'm telling you, you start painting the picture, you start seeing, you start shaping your destination. But the question to you this morning is that, what seeds are you planting right now? In the micro, what seeds are you planting right now? Because whatever seeds or whatever actions you're taking right now is painting the picture in the future. It's building out your macro. It's setting destination. It's setting course for where you're headed in your life. So what are you reading right now? What are you looking at? What are you watching? What are you listening to right now? You see, if you're not challenging that stuff, that is the stuff where discouragement, you allow discouragement to set in. You allow those things to come in and you no longer encourage yourself. You get down on yourself and you're looking at the big picture. And if you're not paying attention to the micro, I'm telling you, you're looking at the macro and you're getting frustrated. And you know what the macro looks like? Looking at somebody else. Looking at what somebody else is doing, looking at their achievement or their perceived achievements or perceived accomplishments on social media, then you get discouraged. All because you're looking at somebody else's picture. You're looking at somebody and you got this illusion in your head that, hey, I can achieve this as well. I can do this as well. But you're not focused. You lose focus on what you can control. Like, this is super important because this is stealing a lot of people's drive. This is stealing a lot of people's desires and dreams because they're focused on somebody else's picture and not focused on theirs. They're focused on that big picture of somebody else instead of focusing on the small steps that they can take right now that can change and formulate and paint their own picture. Look, guys, I want to encourage you this morning that you need to focus in on your steps. Focus in on the micro. Focus in on what you're listening to. Focus in on what you're reading. Focus in on what you're writing. Focus in on what you're saying. And I'm telling you, the macro will take care of itself. You'll begin to paint a picture and you'll set course for your destination.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening and let's continue to upgrade.